Well, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. This is the first of our holiday shows. And just going through this, I have this big, huge gym bag full of holiday CDs. It weighs about 40 pounds. And just going through these things, I've forgotten everything that I have in here. But this is from this folk legacy. "'Twas on a Night Like This." There's lots of different kinds of things on it. "Under the Mistletoe Bough." Here we go.
Three kings came riding from the east, just as the day was dawning, the newborn King of Kings to see. All on a Christmas morning, a fiery star it guided them, just as was dawning, it brought them unto Bethlehem, all on a Christmas morning. They came unto a stable bare, just as the day was dawning, and found the morning. smile on them. All on a Christmas morning, three gifts they gave him to behold, just as the day was dawning. A frankincense, a myrrh, and gold. All on a Christmas morning. Three kings came riding from the east, just as the day was dawning, the newborn King of Kings to see, all on a Christmas morning, all on a Christmas morning.
And a bray and a ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-lay. The chocolate burrow makes his way right up to the crib with all his display. And a ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-lay. He kneels with the other beasts to pray. Maria, Maria, come running, I say. There's chocolate sweet for your baby today. Maria, Maria, there's chocolate sweet for your baby today. Maria, Maria, come running, I say. There's chocolate sweet for your baby today.
Twas in the moon of winter time, when all the birds had fled, that mighty Gitche Manitou sent angel choirs instead. Before their life, the stars grew dim, and wandering hunters heard the hymn, Jesus Emmanuel. Jesus is born in excelsis gloria. Within a lodge of broken bark, the tender babe was found. A ragged robe of rabbit skin enwrapped his beauty round. But as the hunter braves drew nigh, the angel's song rang loud and high. Jesus Emmanuel, Jesus is born in excelsis gloria. The earliest moon of winter time is not so round and fair as was the ring of glory on that helpless infant there. The chiefs from far before him knelt with gifts of fox and beaver pelt. Jesus Emmanuel, Jesus is born in excelsis gloria. O children of the forest free, O seed of Manitou, the holy child of earth and heaven is born this day for you. Come kneel before the radiant child who brings you beauty, peace so mild. Jesus Emmanuel, Jesus is born in excelsis gloria, in excelsis gloria, in excelsis gloria.
There are some songs as a writer that you write, and there are other songs that you just sort of write down. They come through you, and they... And that was definitely the case for this song, so I can speak with it with a certain amount of distance. This came to me totally as a gift. 5 minutes, bam, it was there. And some of the most remarkable things that have happened to me in my life have happened to me because of this song. Probably the most remarkable thing, though, that's happened to me is happened a couple years ago when I was at a little festival in Denmark, a little town called Turnder. And every time I played, there was this little bevy of very old, and we're talking old, German men who had come across the border and showed up at my shows, and they usually came in late, came trotting up the aisle, and there usually wasn't a seat left, so they just stood there at the edge of the stage and watched me, and without expression, turned around, left when I was done. The last set, and I'm watching these guys turn around to leave as I finished my last song, and I'm thinking, who are these guys? So I sat down my auto harp or whatever I was playing, jumped off the edge of the stage and ran up the aisle and caught the last guy. And I said, you guys have been really sweet showing up all these places, but what's the deal? And the guy said, well, we're here because of that song. I said, what song? He said, well, you know that song, the one that's on the radio. That's how we heard about you and about this festival. He said, because all our lives, our families, our friends, have told us we were crazy. Couldn't possibly have happened to us. But then we heard your song on the radio and we said, see? See? Because we were there. And they were there 75 years ago, this last Christmas Eve, when the events that this song commemorates happened. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago the war was waiting for me after school. From Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to here, I fought for king and country I love dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France where still no Christmas songs were sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day. Their brave and glorious lads so far away. Well, I was lying with my messmates on the cold and rocky ground when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent and the gas clouds rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. Well, as soon as they were finished and a reverent pause was spent, God rest ye merry gentlemen, struck up some lads from Kent. Oh, the next they sang was Stille Nacht, 'tis Silent Night, says I, and in two tongues one song filled up that sky. There's someone coming towards us, the frontline sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag like a Christmas star shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Soon one by one on either side walked into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet we met there hand to hand. Oh, we shared some secret brandy and we wished each other well, and in a flare-lit soccer game we gave them hell. Traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played his squeeze box and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. Daylight stole upon us. France was France once more. With sad farewells, we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that beat that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung. Frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. The walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned his lessons well. That the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame, and on each end of the rifle we're the same.
When chimney smoke hangs still and low across the stubble fields of snow, and angry skies reach down to see the sorry blackened bones of trees in the dead of winter. When the silent snowbirds calm your mind, sweet maple sugar honey, hot buttered rum. When dreary Christmas decorations line the streets and the filling stations, and dime store Santas can't disguise empty hands and empty eyes in the dead of winter, when the tinsel angels calm your mind, sweet maple sugar honey, hot buttered rum. Woolen parkas bring cold comfort to the heart, while bitter memories freeze the tongue. Songs of love are left unsung in the dead of winter, when the cold feelings come your mind, sweet maple sugar honey, hot buttered rum. In the dead of winter, when the tinsel angels calm your mind, sweet maple sugar honey, hot buttered rum.
It is December 26th. The presents all are gone. Still, some people get their kicks shopping all day long. But we can just stay in and watch the snow. So don't take down the mistletoe. It's January 3rd today, and the tree is getting dry. We'll pack away the holiday. Turning with the seasons through the changing year, remembering the reasons and knowing you are here. For you I will be here. So don't take down the mistletoe.
Logs will warm you well that are old and dry. Logs of pine will sweetly smell, but the sparks will fly. Birch logs will burn too fast, chestnuts scarce at all, sir. And hawthorn logs are known to last, that are cut down in the fall, sir. Surely you will find there's none compare with the hardwood logs that are cut in winter time, sir. Holly logs will burn like wax, you can burn them green. Elm logs burn like smoldering flax, with no flames to be seen. Beech logs for winter time, yew logs as well, sir. Green alder logs, it is a crime for any man to sell, sir. Surely you will find there's none compare with the hardwood logs that are cut in winter time, sir. Pear logs and apple logs, they will scent your room. Cherry logs across the dogs smell like flowers in bloom. But ash logs, smooth and gray, buy them green or old, sir. And buy up all that come your way, for they're worth their weight in gold, sir. Surely you will find there's none compare with the hardwood logs that are cut in winter time, sir. Surely you will find there's none compare with the hardwood logs that are cut in winter time.
Wood.
In the fall of the year, when you feel the winter near and the days are clear, it surely isn't good to sit by the fire and want to stoke it higher when you should be cutting more wood. From November to March, the winter winds are harsh on the field and the marsh. They're covered up with snow when you trudge to the shed. You have to shake your head because the dad blame pile's getting low. On wood, firewood, there's not a stove in the world that's gonna do you any good without wood. You should be out cutting more wood. When the kindling is dwindling, the bottom logs get soggy. Those ricks of sticks and racks of stacks, they make you wonder where they go. Barnfuls of armfuls, they only last a week or so, and then you'll be hurting for wood.
Ouch.
Well, the sassafras, it burns too fast. It starts the fire, but never lasts. And swamp oak likes to smoke. You blow it till you think you choke. And hickory is just the tree to remind you of the ecstasy of having a pile of good wood. I said wood, firewood. There's not a stove in the world that's gonna do you any good without wood. We could. You should be out cutting more wood. The Scandia and the Yodel brands are made so far across the sea. The Fisherkind and Timberline are made here in this country. With all the rest but to the test, the one I like the very best, the one my Uncle Wade made for me. He took an oil drum and welded some piping from the septic tank, and fore and aft he cut a draft, and then he made a damper crank with an old broom from the back room, and he painted it fire engine red and said, now watch her consume your wood, firewood. There's not a stove in the world that's gonna do you any good without wood. We could.
You should be out cutting more wood
when the spring rolls.
rolls around, and I spade the muddy ground. I have often found I lay my saw away, the shed is empty, and yet you can make a bet that I'll forget to be cutting more wood. The old timers say to split a little every day and stack it away to season well, but from March to November I rarely do remember. December will find me in a rut, without wood, firewood. There's not a stove in the world that's gonna do you any good without wood. We could be out cutting some,
throw it in the oil drum.
What do you think your saw's for?
You can always use some more
wood, 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 wood.
Oh, my goodness me. You know, I think I did that last year, too, and I've always wanted to do those two tracks together. The Woodman Song, the Woodcutter Song by Pynton Dale, and then Priscilla Herdman and Ann Hills and Cindy Manx, and then their version of Pete Sutherland's song about wood that Daglish, Larson, and Sutherland recorded on some tape somewhere along the line, or maybe it was on some CD, I can't remember, as the group Metamora. You know who does a good version of that song is the Bellingham group Mockingbird. That album, they've released a kind of a sample thing, but there are some cuts they weren't really satisfied with. That album isn't out yet in the way they want it out yet. So yeah, but they do a nice job on that. Indeed. But that was a good song. Wood. Wood. And we also heard, we heard a bunch of some things. We heard Don't Take Down the Mistletoe from Misty River. And we heard that wonderful version, the live version of Christmas in the Trenches, John McCutcheon's song. And, of course, he did a tour, the 100-year tour, 100th anniversary of that particular incident, the Christmas in the Trenches incident. Yes, indeed. And, you know, of course, there were a bunch of different sort of versions of that story, or a bunch of different times when that happened in that particular year. And then in the next year, in the ensuing years in the war, of course, nobody really wanted that to happen because it really kind of wrecked morale. You know what I mean? So there were some times when people tried to do that again, and the higher uppers put the wrench into it because it was just not the thing that really kept people thinking about walking around being in war. And so, that's very interesting. So there was this particular year, those kinds of things happened actually quite a bit, but that was the one that John McCutcheon wrote about that was probably the most famous one, the Christmas in the Trenches. Alrighty, well, let's get back to it here. Just wanted to take a little bit of break and let you know that we're inland folk, and this is the first of our holiday specials, and fun just starting to drag out this. Chris and I are sitting here doing this, and I'm thinking, I don't remember having some of these things. My goodness me. All righty. William Pynton, Felicia Dale again. Tomorrow is my dancing day.
Tomorrow shall be my dancing day. I would my true love did so chance to see the legend of my birth, to call my true love to my dancing. Oh, my love, my love, my love, my love. This have I done for my true laid and wrapped was I, so very poor.
chance between an ox and a silly old ass to call my true love to my dancing.
Green for the thorn of the holly leaf,
rather be seen in the time of dread and fear. Red for the berry round, a drop of blood on snow that shows us our humanity, the fruit from which we grow. Red and green together be seen in the dark time of the year. Red and green together be seen in the time of dread and fear. Rocky fields of black and white, demanding endless toil. The misty sun gives tired light to raise the sleeping soil. Red and green together be seen in the dark time of the year. Time of dread and fear. Red and green together be seen in the dark time of the year. Red and green together be seen in the time of dread and fear.
Come I am a summer calf, ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. I make no half and half, ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. I make no 2%, ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. My dream, making sweet cream. No butter yet have I, ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. My udders still are dry, ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. But it will soon. I'll make no margarine, but only sweet cream. That is my dream, making sweet cream. Soon I will meet the test, ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. Blue ribbons on my chest, ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. I'll make it there somehow, ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. Queen of all dairy cows, just making sweet cream. That is my dream, making sweet cream. I am a summer calf, ba-rum-bum-bum-bum. My day will come.
Good morning, girls. Line them up. Come here, you little heifer. Let's see if you're ready. By golly, Melba, that looks like milk. Atta girl.
I was a summer calf, pa-rum-bum-bum-pow. Now I'm a
Star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on.
From the only album that I myself have ever purchased at Walmart, and that's called A Cow's Christmas is the name of the album. It actually it has a lot of things like that. Angus, we have heard on high, the Hallelujah Chorus, all kinds of things like that. It's a fun album, a very fun album. This is our holiday special, the first one. We still have an hour left to go. Heidi Muller will be in the next hour, and Noel Sing We Clear, and lots and lots and lots of other stuff, okay? And then next week, we'll do it all over again with different tunes and songs. The second one tends to be a bit more serious. It does. Fun stuff. Now I'm kind of getting into a sort of a reflective thing in my head. And maybe I'll get out of it, maybe I won't. All right. Okay, well, Chris Stortle doing the playlists. And the playlists are available at nwpr.org. Give it till about Tuesday to happen. If you want to email me at dsanddaniel@wsu.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. And I'll get back to you sooner than later. Because I love to talk to people, actually. So that'll be happening. Alrighty. Want you folks to hang on, because we are coming back for lots more stuff. Hang on and listen to the music as we fade out on it. Alrighty. Tommy Emmanuel doing the White Christmas. Coming right back. Hang on. Thank you.